Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.
Hello, and welcome back to the Podcast of Steel. It's me, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel, back here again for a solo episode. And surprise, surprise, I've got some things I want to talk about Superman. Shocker. Shock horror. But this isn't a rant video or an analytical podcast where I discuss why Superman means so much to me. It's just I want to talk about how happy I am right now. Happy with the world talking about Superman. Happy that people are excited about this hero. I'm excited and happy about the fact there is so much new merchandise, that there is so much hope at a time when we really need this hero. So this solo podcast might turn into an hour, or it might just be a short and sweet episode. But I want to document this occasion to talk about this film and the excitement that is building each and every day. I started The Geek of Steel on Instagram to document my collection, to make sure that I didn't buy the same thing twice. That didn't happen, because I'm still buying the same thing twice. I've still got duplicates all around this fortress of solitude. But it was a way for me to document my collection, which evolved into ways for me to talk about my love for Superman, my passion for this character, this story, this mythos that is Superman and DC Comics. The fact that this has become such a huge part of my life. Because one fateful morning, many a moon ago, I woke up and I put on Smallville. It was on television and I loved it. It was the pilot episode. I was fascinated by the story. I knew the characters and I knew the storyline. And from that show, I wanted to learn more. So I started reading the comics. I started collecting. I eventually became the Geek of Steel. And then the Podcast of Steel came from that as well. And now here I am, many years down the line, still talking about this hero and what he means to me. And I've had countless of wonderful conversations with people all around the world, learning about what Superman means to them, about what this character and the power of this character can have over people. And it's been an absolute joy, and I never want it to end. I love it. It brings me so much joy. It brings me comfort. It brings me safety. It makes me feel creative. It has given me a closer connection to the character, being the Geek of Steel, whatever the Geek of Steel may be. But my love for Superman always shines through for the characters, for Clark Kent, for Metropolis and the Daily Planet. Everything to do with Superman, I love. There are so many stories. They're behind me. There are so many stories that I have read and enjoyed. And there are going to be so many more stories that I will read for the first time over the years. And some that I will read time and time again. But for me, my love for Superman is always going to be happiness. And right now, with this new film, with the buzz that is around it, it's amazing. It is always a brilliant time to be a Superman fan, and I've said this a few times, but right now it's amazing and quite surreal to have so much excitement and attention be on Superman. This character that we've all loved for so long, and now everybody's talking about him. Everyone's talking about Superman and Lois and Lex and Krypto, and there's a buzz in the air that hasn't necessarily been there before when Superman films and TV shows have come out. There's often waves and ripples of excitement, but right now there is a tsunami of love for Superman, for the past and present versions of Superman. That is just, I want to bottle it up because it is magical to see the world be so excited for this film and the future of this character. And it's down to the amazing marketing team, I'm sure, that have worked behind the scenes, that are creating daily posts now. For weeks, we were waiting for new trailers and new footage and new posters and new clips of Lois and Clark and Superman. And now, all of a sudden, that is here. And it's brilliant and it's exciting and it's in your face. I'm seeing posters on buses and on bus stops and massive billboards across the country. Around the world, people are showing me photographs of their new items or whether they see a poster in public. People are talking about the fact that they've bought their tickets for opening day and that they're really excited to go and see it with friends and family. And it's just, it's hard to find the words to explain how happy it makes me that people are talking about my hero with such love and passion. And yes, of course, there are the negative sides on the internet where people just, I feel, want to hate on something because it's cool and fun to hate on something. And I'm not going to address that here because it's my show and I can do what I like. And I would much rather spend my time and energy on something that brings me joy. If I don't like something, I'm not going to go out of my way to comment on a post about that thing that I don't like. I want to interact with people that are excited for this film and want to have a decent conversation about it. And when the film comes out, I'm going to have those conversations. Trust me, it's going to be hard for me not to talk about this film for the upcoming weeks. But I want to speak with people and learn about what they maybe didn't like about the film and what they did like and what they love and what they got out of it. But that negative side that I won't, again, feature too much on in this conversation, I ignore that and I hope that you do as well. There are some people out there that just want to sort of not be very nice about what people enjoy, and I'm not about that. I'm all about embracing the things that we love, which is what this show is all about and pretty much my whole existence online is about. I love talking with people that are passionate about life, about cartoons or characters or books. Somebody can talk to me about the most random thing that they love, and I will love the way that they express themselves, how they become animated talking about that thing that brings them joy. And the world needs more joy. The world needs more passion. The world needs more people to just interact and talk about the things that make them smile. And for me, that's Superman. And that's why this big old grin on my face is gonna be everywhere. This week for me, I will be able to talk more about soon because, frankly, I don't know what's going to be happening too much. But this is a week of adventures for me. I'm going to record a new podcast in a few days' time talking about everything that I get up to. But I am going to London quite a few times over the next week to the Superman fan event that is happening. I was kindly invited by Warner Brothers UK to attend some events, and some of them are very excited. Some I don't want to talk about right now because I don't want to jinx it. I've had some very fortunate experiences in the past where I've been able to be invited to events to help promote movies, and some haven't happened, and I've been quite upset by that. But some events will be happening this week, and I will talk about them once they've happened. I don't want to, again, jinx it, but it's going to be a very fun week hanging out with some great friends whilst enjoying the momentum of excitement that this film is bringing to the internet, to the world. And I am so very, very ready. From the moment I found out about this film years ago, to the marketing that is really now starting to just go absolutely loopy. These hilarious reels and TikToks that the cast and crew are making for this film. The marketing team and the social media team need a raise because there have just been some hilarious moments. One just went live yesterday and the cast and crew were dubbing over some of the dialogue from the British soap Coronation Street. And I was like, what? Superman is referencing a niche UK soap and the world is loving it. And it's just Superman being there front and center. And for me, being this fan and ambassador of Superman, it's wonderful to see that, to see this character get the admiration that he deserves. It's a wonderful, wonderful time. And I don't know where this will go in the future, but as I said, this buzz around this film is different to anything that I've seen as the Geek of Steel, or as a Superman fan over the decades. This isn't my first rodeo. I love that saying. It's a fun one. But it's not. I've, just the same as many other people, have been disappointed with some choices that films have taken, and whether it be the marketing or the promotion, and the fact that maybe a film hasn't done so well, and we've been promised sequels, we've been promised improvement, we've been promised lots of things, and we sometimes have had those improvements, but they haven't come together and ticked all the boxes. With this tour with this film. I know it's early days, but it feels different. The fact that we are hearing bits and pieces from the world of entertainment. And yes, I've said this before, the most important review you should take on is your own. Don't necessarily listen to the thoughts of others coming from the person that's on a podcast talking to you about why he loves Superman. But we should, again, take everything with a pinch of salt. But the fact that the buzz around this film now is just, oh, it's a billion bees buzzing all at once. And I'm excited each time I see something new. I tried avoiding new trailers and new TV spots, but then I thought, what the heck? Let's just go all in. If something new is being released by Warner Brothers or DC or the official Superman pages, I want to get involved. And I want to find out what people are talking about and what people are excited about. And now we are weeks away. A week and a bit away. Today is the 30th of July. June. I'm bumbling now because I'm getting excited. It is the 30th of June. Tomorrow is July. I will be heading to London for my first event, and the next week will more than likely fly by. And yes, I can now officially say that next week I will be watching the Superman movie. I can say that now. I will be sat down watching the Superman movie next week. And I can't wait to fall in love with this film. To have theories about why some people did this and why some people said that. I want to get involved with it. I want to join the online conversations. I want to hear what people liked, and I want to understand why some people might not have liked some things. But I'm just ready. That's how I can explain this whole excitement, is that I am so ready. I've been ready for a long time, but right now, with the fact that it's getting so close, I'm not impatient. I'm certainly a little bit anxious and excited, but it's just, you could probably tell by my face and my voice that I need this film to do well. I want any Superman venture to do well, to be a fan favorite, to be enjoyed by the people that are going and giving their good money to watch this film. But it's just that element that gives me so much passion for joy is people talking about Superman in such a positive and wonderful way. Seeing children and families and friends and work colleagues talk to me about this film and get excited for Superman. I always enjoy it when I get to speak with people in real life, as it were, that don't really know about the Geek of Steel and what I get up to, but they know that I like Superman, and they'll say things like, have you heard that they're making a new Superman film? And I sort of have to sort of bite my tongue and say, yes, I'm very excited, but let's talk. Why are you excited for this film? Let's keep the conversation going. Let's talk more about Superman and why this character, this wonderful character from 1938, still means something, is still there, having his story told. Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster's character is still relevant. Hope will always be needed. A hero to look up to will always be needed. And we've got that now. And I'm thankful to so many people, including James Gunn and Peter Safran and everybody working behind the scenes, that is making this story a reality, putting it out there, making it happen. I want to know everything about this film from behind the scenes. I want to learn how stunts were filmed. I want to know how the costumes were made. I want to know how the music was recorded and how these delightful robots came to life. When a film comes out and you get these sort of behind the scenes podcasts and interviews and director's commentary on DVDs and Blu-rays, I want to just absorb all that information and learn as much as I can about this film's journey because of the buzz around it and the way that it's made me feel, the excitement that it's made me, the joy that it's given me. It is just marvelous. And yes, over the upcoming weeks, I'm sure I'm going to be quite a bore to friends and family and the poor girlfriend of Steel, who I'm sure I will drag to the cinema as many times as she will let me. But I love talking about Superman. It's what I've done for so long. I will never get tired of listening to people, but also talking about why this character means so much to me. The character of Superman and the character of Clark. And of course, Krypto now, as he's there behind my shoulder, It's a wonderful world of superheroes. DC Comics has done so well over the years of creating new characters and reintroducing the world to older characters as well. And this film is a stepping stone at a time when we need hope and we need heroes. And I hope that one day I will be able to look Mr. James Gunn and look him in the eye and shake his hand and thank him for what he has done for the legacy of Superman, for the tapestry of Superman, that the world is again buzzing right now with excitement for this film and this character. The merchandise, as you can see behind me, is everywhere right now. I'm getting photographs from all around the world of items that you can't get in the UK. And it makes me excited and it makes my wallet rather scared. But there are new t-shirts coming and shirts coming. Just today, some new merchandise arrived from Roosevelt's, the shirt company in America. I've got more t-shirts coming from the DC Comics website. I've got more Funko Pops. I've got this Loungefly bag that arrived last week from Geek Garage. Collecting for me is always a fun part. It's a slippery slope when I'm running out of room. I've said this before, that this part of the shot in front of the camera is very tidy, very professional. Over there, behind, there's boxes and there's piles of comics, there's toys, there's figurines. It's a bit of a mess behind the other side of the camera. So yes, always take social media and podcasts and videos like this, again, with a pinch of salt, because it's not always as it seems. But my love for Superman, I can't hide that. I can never pretend to love this character. It brings me light when I need it. And I light up when I start talking about Superman. I get more animated. My hands get excited. And when I watch films, I get excited as well. And I'm excited to see how I react to certain scenes in this film. I know some will be emotional. I know some will be exciting. I know some will just be so awesome from what we've seen in the trailers. But for me, I'm just so excited about this film and the future of Superman and where this could go in 5-10 years' time. I'm going to get a new Superman in my lifetime. I hope I get lots more people playing this wonderful character. But right now, David Corenswet's performance, what we've seen is just a beautiful thing. And how we've seen him interact with the public and how he answers questions in interviews. He's so charming, for one. And I can fully understand that he respects the cape and the boots and the whole costume. And he's got a lot of love for the character and for James Gunn. It's all there. But I also see that passion from Rachel Brosnahan and Nicholas Holt when they're talking about their versions of Lois and Lex. Everybody that we've seen talk about this film that have worked on the film, they've been so joyful and passionate and wholesome. And of course, we know they are promoting a film. They want this film to do well. That's their job. But you can't hide that passion. Just like when I'm speaking with somebody and they are telling me about what they love. Nobody is that good of an actor that when you feel that energy from them talking about a project, as I'm just wrecking the joint now, talking about that project with so much passion as I pick up my Superman spaceship. It's the love they have for the roles that they are portraying, for these characters, and the respect that they have for the writers and the creators, and just the love of movies. It's a beautiful thing. And over the upcoming weeks, I'm going to be talking about this film as much as I possibly can. I'm going to be sharing a non-spoiler review as soon as I see it. I will be sharing a spoiler review about a week after the film has been out. I will be talking to fans all around the world who have seen this film and want to talk about it. And I want to talk with all of you as well. So by all means, when the film is out, and if you want to have a conversation about it, please send me an email, send me a direct message. Let's not spoil the film, because that is not cool. But I want to talk about Superman and this film and what you liked and what you maybe didn't like. But I needed to come on here today to talk about my excitement, about my love for this character, about everything to do with the world of Superman. And it's going to be happening a lot. I'm going to be talking a lot. I'm going to be sharing a lot. I want the world to be excited for this film for as long as possible. As long as we are excited for Superman, his story continues to be told. And right now, with James Gunn, with David Corenswet, and the whole team at Warner Brothers and DC Comics, I feel that my hero is in very safe hands. And the world needs this film right now. The world will always need Superman. I know I will. But right now, the world needs Superman, and I feel that the world needs this movie. And I'm excited for the hope that it brings. I'm excited for the merchandise. I'm excited for everything to do with this. Just like I am always excited about new Superman content, about new Superman stories. But right now, it is all about this movie. And I can't wait to watch it, to fall in love with it, to laugh, to cry, to be shocked, to giggle. It's a beautiful feeling. And I hope it lasts for as long as possible. And so, yeah, a short and sweet podcast from little old me, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel, Superman fan and ambassador. I've been talking about that recently, how I've become this Superman ambassador over the years. And I love it. But if I ever had the perfect time to be a Superman ambassador, to sing and shout from the rooftops about why we need to respect Superman and his story, it's right now. And I will be doing that wherever I can. Podcast, videos, social media posts. I want the world to know why I love Superman. And I want to find out why you love Superman. And I'm just so, so ready and excited for this film. I'm going to go now and start packing a bag because I'm off to London tomorrow for some very exciting events. And I can't wait. And you will all be coming along with me because I am fully aware that without all you wonderful people listening and watching and interacting on my posts, that this life that has become mine wouldn't be possible. So thank you to each and every one of you glorious souls that enjoy Superman and enjoy me talking about Superman and me expressing why I love this character so much. I know I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but I love talking about things that bring me joy, and Superman is one of the big ones. So I have been your host, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I will be back soon with lots more episodes of the Podcast of Steel. Lots more reviews, videos, posts, reviews, fan theories, edits, memes, everything to do with Superman and the exciting world that is just around the corner. Stay safe, stay super, and I'll be back very soon with lots more Superman stuff.